Right back here at the Public House. Adam, I'll tell you something. It's like a New Year's Eve out here.
It's like New Year's Eve. Things last day happening. Of school.
Well, New Year's Eve, and our date is Julie Parker today for New Year's Eve. How are you?
I'm good.
SF
how are
Bay
you?
News. Great to have you here, and I'm sorry things got so hectic for us. But you did such good work on Will Smith. I want to hear what you have to say about him, because we've debated qualifying offer, not. What happened to Will Smith?
Well, you know, I think it was just published this morning. I wrote a kind of a profile on Will Smith and talked to his now fiance and talked to him a lot. And, you know, he hasn't made any direct statement necessarily about where he's going. But, you know, he's from Georgia. His fiance Taylor is from Georgia. And I think, you know, she happened to mention that, you know, the East Coast would be nice for them in terms of family, you know, for where they go next year. But she said she's happy to go wherever baseball takes them. But I know that'll likely be a consideration. He grew up a Braves fan, so, you know, who knows? He'd be fighting his former colleague Mark Melanson for that closer job if he ended up in Atlanta. But
he already won it once.
Right, that's true.
He won that battle once. I think he thinks he could do it again.
And it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Julie Parker with us, and Julie, thank you for coming by. You've been on the beat all year long, and, of course, we've had you on the show here. This is it for Bruce Bochy. Your personal memories of Bruce Bochy?
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. You know, when I started last season, I'd never done this before. I'd never been in sports media before, and I just kind of came in cold, was a little terrified. You know, you see Bochy on TV, and if you don't know the guy, he can seem a little gruff and maybe grumpy. And so I was pretty nervous. But on my first day here, Amy G, who I love so much, was so kind to me to welcome me in. And so my first day, I was standing in the kind of the hallway before you go into the clubhouse and was nervous and didn't want to go in. And I saw her and I said, Amy, I'm so terrified. And she grabbed my arm and brought me in. And, you know, after that in the pregame press conference, she, you know, marched me right up there and introduced me to Bochy. And he was so nice to me. He's always been so nice to me. I was nervous. You know, I've got pink hair and tattoos and maybe haven't.
You do? I didn't notice that.
Gotten the best reception, you know, in my time here from everyone. But, you know, he called me pink right off the bat. Not, you know, in an endearing way. I didn't feel like it was insulting or anything.
Hey.
He said, do you know how to sing? But, no, he's just been so, so sweet to me all along. I've always felt so welcomed by him. You know, I'm just looking forward to who they hire. I hope that, you know, those are big shoes to fill. He's been so great with us, with the media, not to mention, obviously, everything he's done for San Francisco. But, you know, I've enjoyed the two seasons with him so immensely, and I'm jealous of all the writers that have gotten to spend so much longer with him, and, of course, the players.
Very nice tribute. Very nice tribute to Bruce Bochy from Julie Parker. Well, we're looking forward to having you on a lot next year.
I look forward to coming back.
No, you've done a good job this year. You really have. This is your second year?
Yep, second year.
All right, so you're not a rookie of the year. So you're in competition for junior of the year next year. So
All right.
And that's Carrie Crowley, so we got to deal with that. All right, but thank you so much. You do a good job, and I know the challenge is for you, and just stay with it.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me this season. It's been a joy.
All right, that is Julie Parker. More coming up. Raffia, more coming up right here on the Sports Leader.